Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody. Today, we are going to cover three quick and simple ways you can sell your offers. You guys, I'm a mom. I'm a homeschooling mom because that part matters. And I need simple in my life. I prioritize a life-first business. So I don't have, I don't want to spend hours selling on stories. And if that's the case for you, one, well, we'll dive into today's episode. But this is going to be your favorite episode because there are days where things are just crazy, hectic, but I also know that I want to sell my offers on stories and I need three quick and simple ways to do this. Like, I am talking about 5 minutes or less. This is exactly what I do myself to do it. And I sell almost every single day. Like, I sell Monday through Friday, non-negotiable for sure, but sometimes I just don't sell on the weekends. But it is so easy. I can sell in 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes if I make it look a little nice. But the point is that it's so quick and easy and it shouldn't be taking you hours to sell your offers. If it is, reach out to your girl. Okay, let me help you make sales so simple. So we're going to dive into the three things. And now the first thing I really like to do, and when I say quick sales, I mean you sell in this way, your audience buys quick because they resonate so deeply with the way you are selling. They are highly effective, simple ways to sell. They have never let me down. I'll just say that. So the language, the first one is using the language of your dream clients from DM sales conversations, onboarding forms. I don't care if the DM sales conversations converted or not. Just really think of words that have come out of your ideal client's mouth or through text, right? They sent you a message and they said, I want this, but I am experiencing this and this is why it's holding me back. Like anything that your ideal clients express to you in the DMs or your clients have submitted in an onboarding form, that is all money right there. Because these are the thoughts that your ideal clients are feeling and thinking and saying to themselves. And chances are that's how your other ideal clients are thinking and feeling too. And so when you take the words straight from them and go and you turn it into selling on stories, you make quick and simple sales. So this is what I do. I like to go to my DM sales conversations from people that have converted or haven't, and I look at what they're saying and I say, okay, cool. This is what they are wanting. This is their desires. So I'm gonna go on stories and I'm gonna say, if you want this, and I'm saying it's so specific of what they really want, then I kind of just share whatever's on my heart. There is no like moving forward from this. This is kind of just giving you the ideas of what I do. You have onboarding forms. For example, for me, I have the mastermind Q&A, any question that, so perfect example, if I wanted to sell my mastermind today or tomorrow, and I wanted a quick and simple way to do this, I would go to the mastermind Q&A where I have it all in the air table of all of the questions that my clients are asking me, and that's content. Any questions they ask me, I'm going to go and I'm going to put that into content and say, okay, if you're wondering this, like, here's the answer, or if you're wondering this, this is why you're asking this, this is why it's coming up, here's what I would focus on. And if this is you, then, you know, come join the offer, however I would want to sell it. But all of that is that I'm using the language of my ideal clients. And I also have the blueprint Q&A and the sales holy grail Q&A. Well, it's more of like the sales audit, but I'm looking at what my clients need support with. And I know that this is going to resonate with the dream client that I want to work with. So do this. This is such a quick and simple way. Take the screenshot from the DM sales conversations of maybe the person saying that they want this, they want X desire, right? I want to start making more consistent sales, right? Obviously cover the person's account. You don't want to be showing who these people, what the people are asking. And you share it to your stories and say, if you're someone that want, do you want this too? Like you are someone that wants this desire too. Let me tell you exactly how I'm going to help you get it. Boom, sold. easy peasy lemon squeezy. Okay. So that's the first one, is I'm using the language of my dream clients from the DM sales conversations. And if I need a quick and simple way, I'm going straight to my Airtable. I have Airtable on my phone, and let's say I'm in the car, things are just crazy, I have my phone right there. I'm able to pull out my phone, go to the Airtable, look at the questions my clients were submitting. Boom. I go to my DMs. I look and see what the person was saying. I use that for my stories and sell. Done. The second thing, now this is one of my favorite ways, and I do this all the time, and again, it is highly effective, is updating your clients on your stories versus in email. So think of like any updates you would send out in an email to clients that are already in your programs. Go and do that on your stories. So for me, what this looks like, and I know you guys are going to know already exactly what I'm talking about because you know I do this so often. I say, you know, blueprint ladies, when I was creating the blueprint, I leveraged this all the time. And every single time people jumped in because they want a taste of what I am giving. I said, blueprint ladies, I dropped the new training on X topic in the blueprint. Go to your portal. It's there. And I would show the portal and I would show them that the new training's there. And I would give a quick description of what the training was about, or, you know, what it was going to do for their business. And so people would see that, and I'm updating. It's like I'm speaking to my clients through my stories, like I would in an email. I can do this and say, oh my gosh, High Ticket Powerhouse starts tomorrow. I just sent out the emails, you guys. I'm so pumped, right? That's me speaking to my clients, but I'm really very intentionally selling to people in my audience that want to jump into this program, this offer, and they're seeing all the things that my clients are getting, and they're going to want in. And this is a very easy way. And it can be from the same week. It can be like yesterday, reminder, you know, CEO Hotline Ladies or Endgame Mastermind Ladies, we uploaded, you know, X program, X trainings into your program, or Mastermind Ladies, I am creating a new offer and you guys are getting first dibs, right? So then I would be able to show them, you know, come jump into the mastermind because you get access into all the things. So it's just updating your clients. And maybe you're sending out analytics for your clients in Pinterest or social media management. Like go and go to your stories and be like, oh my gosh, my social media managed clients, I just sent out all of your analytics and I'm obsessed. Here's a peek into it. I love this work that I get to do. It's kind of just that. You're just updating your clients on your stories, whatever you would send on emails, exciting new trainings, exciting new updates, new downloads to the portal, whatever it is. And you get to share that. Okay. So that's the second way. That's the second way. We're going to dive into the third one. And this is the sales holy grail. Like, I'm not even lying to you guys. The sales holy grail. I was talking to my husband the other day where I said, I think I want to shift the sales membership to where it could be on my client's phone, because I know Kartra is just more of like your desktop, but I want to have it to where you guys can have it on your phone, maybe as an app, because sometimes when I'm in the car and I'm like, oh, I just want to sell on stories really quickly, I want to be able, I plug into the sales membership. Thankfully for me, I have the Airtable where I have a list of all of the prompts that I'm actually going to be giving out. I'm like prepped weeks and weeks in advance for the sales membership. And I will plug into those prompts. I actively use the prompts on my stories all the time. So there's ever a day where my mind is just blanking, because it's going to happen, right? You're going to have days where you blank, especially like for me, if let's say the girls needed me a lot today, I know I can still sell on stories and I actually enjoy it, right? Some people look at that and be like, oh, well, you should take that as your sign not to sell. Yeah, sure. Of course. I don't have to sell if I don't want to, but I want to, you know, I have lots to say. But let's say it's just like a crazy day and I don't know how to put it, my thoughts into words. That is the beauty of the sales holy grail, because then I give you a step-by-step structure, framework, plug and play, whatever you want to call it, and you get to just go straight and go put that on your stories. So it's such a simple way. It's a simple way of, I don't even have to think of what to sell. Like, because sometimes when I wake up, I don't plan my selling, but there's days where it's like, okay, I know what I want to say. But then on the times I don't, and the times I don't even want to think about how to sell, right? Because I kind of have to put myself in that mentality of, okay, I'm ready to sell. What do I want to say? I don't even have to think about that on those days when I just want something quick and simple. I'm in the car. We're listening to music. I can just pull up the prompts and I know that the structure was on a day that I did want to think about sales, right? Or a day I did want to think about how to sell it. I have this plug and play that I get to use now, and I know it's going to make me money and I know it's going to be good. And so that's the difference. And so that is the sales holy grail. Join it, because that's, I plug into the portal myself. And I think that is so cool, because I see, and I used to see this a lot with mentors I hired in the past, where I would see them teach on one thing, but they were never doing that actual thing themselves in their business. And I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, are you teaching us what worked for you a couple months ago? Or are you teaching us what is actively working for you? Whoa. That's a big topic, actually, and that might be another podcast episode, because I'm someone that is always aware, and I'm always looking, and I am someone that takes notes before I invest in someone. And obviously there's only so much you can see before you invest in someone to see and think, well, they're not actually doing the things they're teaching. And that's always a red flag for me, but I am actively using the prompts that I am giving because I know they work. And because if I wouldn't use them myself, why am I giving them to you guys, my clients? So that's just proof that these prompts do actually work. And that's the third thing I do, is I plug into my membership often. I want to say 2 to 3 times a week, I'm plugging into that membership and I'm getting inspired. I am getting the creativity going, and I'm able to look at it, boom, post, done. So if you are ever in you're having a rough day, or things are just a little bit crazy, but you know you want to sell, and maybe you've held yourself, you kind of hold yourself accountable, and you said, I'm going to sell for 30 days straight. This is such a good way to do that. Just 3 quick and simple, highly effective ways to sell your offers on just a day you don't want to think about how to sell. Okay. So that's the beauty of the sales membership too. You guys come join us. It's a vibe over here. If you're a moneymaker, you're ready to start making consistent sales from in your business, then this is exactly where you need to be. Okay. Whether you're at 2K, 3K, 5K, it doesn't matter what income you're at. If you just know you're a moneymaker deep at heart and you just want to start making more sales, more consistent sales, this is where you need to be. I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I gonna say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning in to this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.